Cigarette litter is a costly nuisance for the nation's national parks, public beaches, and fire departments. In Maine, there's a radical approach under consideration to clean it up. From Maine Public Radio, Susan Chisholm reports.
For some smokers, the idea of putting litter in its place means tossing a glowing ember out the window at 65 miles an hour, or crushing a cigarette stub on the sidewalk, at the entrance to an office building, or poking it into a patch of sandy beach.
They're the number one piece of litter found not only in Virginia, but in the United States and worldwide.
Kathleen Register coordinates coastal cleanups in Virginia. Contrary to popular belief, she says, cigarette filters are not made of cotton, but cellulose acetate plastic, which has turned up in the bellies of seabirds and fish. And Register is now conducting a study to see how long it takes filters to disintegrate in the environment.
I've seen estimates from anywhere from 2 to 15 years. But actually, I think it's interesting that the focus, in my mind, shouldn't be so much on how long do they take to degrade, but the fact that they contain toxins that are harmful to small animals, they cause fires, they cost a lot of money to pick up.
Operators of one hotel chain estimate they spend $4,000 a year removing cigarette litter from their properties in Maine and New Hampshire. They complained to Maine State Representative Joe Brooks, and the former two-pack-a-day smoker helped them come up with a possible solution.
We ultimately said, well, why can't we have a returnable butt bill or a returnable cigarette bill, just like we have a returnable bottle bill?
Maine was the first state in the country to pass a bottle bill, and Brooks would like to see history repeated by passing legislation to make cigarettes sold in Maine redeemable for a nickel apiece.
And we, just like everybody else who is first greeted by the subject, chuckles a little bit. And we think about, gee whiz, wouldn't that be funny if you did that, and guffaw, guffaw. But then the more you think about it, and the more you put some serious thought to it, the more it becomes a logical conclusion to what do we do with all those butts out there.
The so-called butt bill immediately became fodder for newspaper columnists and radio talk show hosts like Rush Limbaugh, who lampooned Brooks and his idea of cigarette redemption. Typical is this reaction from Greg Meisner, who's been smoking for 17 years.
I think it's the silliest thing I've ever heard. I just don't see how that something like that can work. They're biodegradable, aren't they? Most of them, they turn into little puffballs in the fields.
According to the director of the Maine Bureau of Health, those harmless-looking little puffballs are actually havens for microbes. And Dr. Dora Mills says the thought of having civic groups gather them for fundraisers is not something she could stomach. Nor could a majority of members of the legislative committee considering the bill, dimming its chances of passage. But while a nickel deposit on cigarettes may not be the answer, Maine State Senator Kevin Shorey says the debate has convinced him that something must be done to curb the problem of cigarette litter.
It's a problem that I didn't really realize. They never go away. I would like to see the tobacco industry actually come forth with something biodegradable.
John Singleton, a spokesman for the R.J. Reynolds Tobacco Company, says cigarettes are biodegradable, but the time it takes them to break down depends on climatic circumstances. Singleton says his company opposes the bill for technical reasons and because its approach is illogical. The best way to get rid of cigarette butts, Singleton says, is to encourage smokers not to litter in the first place.
In fact, we have a program called Smokers for a Clean America where we make literally thousands of disposable ashtrays available to anyone who requests them at free of charge. Every state and municipalities as well have penalties for littering, and certainly those should be enforced to prevent people or to penalize people who dispose of litter improperly.
Maine may be the only state considering the deposit approach, but several communities have moved to ban cigarette smoking outside. Residents of Manchester-by-the-Sea in Massachusetts will vote tonight on a measure that would ban smoking at 4 local beaches. The Maine legislature is expected to vote on the cigarette butt bill in the next few weeks. For NPR News, I'm Susan Chisholm in Augusta, Maine.